the name of Krishna in the West, where he made this book made very clear that we are not, let us say, a new creation, but we are an ancient tradition that is only new in the Western world. And it helped us to get out of the category of being a sect and so on. Yes, so I will not be able to address you in the morning. I will, this is my last chance to see all of you. And I was obviously thinking what to say to you that is new, fresh and important, and found something which you will see. I will not now give a half-baked summary. There is my little machine, which became part of a theater play. What do we sing, Krishna? Oh yeah, and then when you leave, I might forget it, thank you. When you leave the temple room, there will be Govinda Vallabha and her assistant Elias, who will distribute prasadam to all of you. We have some nice prasadam for all of you. Namo, everyone, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nitinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari, Asyatyale Sadarine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Jivasadi Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Madan Mohan. Radha Madan Mohan Ki Radhe Deha Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Ki Radhe Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo One moment, please. Thank you very much. So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you to this class after a very, very eventful festival. What would be a nicer subject than how to make the personal contact with God.
see in this, it's called an installation, the clouds have departed, the clouds of Maya, and a ray of life, light that represents the divine mercy which comes from Krishna has come upon all of us, not just on those who sit on this seat, but come all of us. I believe that those who of you who are spiritually a little sensitive could see that there was a lot happening on Nityananda's appearance day, which resembled a little bit this descending grace or descending mercy that is depicted here in this installation. Namo. We had this, no? Yes. I've made some notes here. The question which we are all asking ourselves in our life is how much Krishna is present in our own lives. During the festival, I discussed with two very thoughtful new devotees. One was a psychotherapeut who knows the movements of the human mind, and another was a person who has been seeking spiritual experience for many years. They both put the same question to me. Do I only believe in Krishna, or do I know that he is actually there? So we discussed this question from various perspectives. I do not wish to go in this direction. But I want to say you can know that Krishna is there and not just believe in him when you see him working in your life. That's the first way in which we see Krishna. We may not always see the face of Krishna. This is what His Holiness Kadampa Kanana Maharaj shared with us. But we can definitely sometimes see his hands, how he makes arrangements in our lives and moves us forward and so on. But we may also see how he covers us a little bit more when we are unwilling to move forward and stick to our material concepts. That also happens. From him alone come knowledge, remembrance, but at times also forgetfulness. There is, however, something which we can do to reach the Lord and make him more inclined to reveal himself, and that is prayer. In prayer, the beautiful thing is that although he may choose to not immediately respond, the devotee who takes to prayer always does feel in some ways more mindful of Krishna. Even if he becomes more mindful that Krishna is still absent, the mindfulness of Krishna is there. So it's not in our hands, or let me say in better English. So while it is not in our hands if Krishna chooses to respond or not, we can always increase our eagerness for him in prayer. Krishna is everywhere, but when we look for him, he may not be found anywhere. Krishna is everywhere, but although we may look for him, he may not be found anywhere. However, when Krishna sees that our earnest eagerness to come in His presence increases, He sometimes may appear like a flash of lightning in the darkness. He may say, "Here I am," or, being moved by our sincere prayer, He may make an arrangement. And this arrangement is sometimes quite amazing. I think many of you have stories to tell how they came to Krishna consciousness, and then they met this person and that person, and he said this and the other said that, and then we met that person on the streets who gave us a book, etc. I want to explain to you one of such arrangements of Krishna so that you get faith in the process which I want to share with you. Remember, I wanted to share up till now the Krishna, that prayer is always good. Whether Krishna responds or not responds, in prayer we become mindful of Him. And once we become more mindful of Him, our eagerness and earnestness will increase, and that may induce the Lord to reveal Himself. I know it's a little, I speak very brief sentences today. So, yes. And we were speaking about the way Krishna responds sometimes in arrangements. His hands are moving. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri, he heard the prayers and poems of three great poets. Do you remember one of them? I think you. Jayadev, actually, you are correct. He was the fourth. Yes, but he was there. Yes, who else? Chandi, yes, the wonderful. So we have two. In Germany, they like to drive in Volkswagen, so the letter V is there. Vidyapati, yes. And finally, I think you said it, Bilva Mangal. No? These were great devotees of the past who had these beautiful poems about Krishna. Some of them were prayers. Now Chandi, who wrote extensively about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, some of his poems will not be understood by materially minded devotees, so they should not read this. Chandi was a great worshipper of the goddess Chandi. The goddess Chandi is one form of Durga. She is worshipped by thieves and gangsters who want wealth, and by extremely materialistic people who are not necessarily criminals. And Chandi's parents were great worshippers of Chandi's, of goddess Chandi, and they lived in a huge palace and gave their son, whom they called after the goddess, another small palace. There Chandi would, Chandi Das, or the small Chandi, would worship the goddess every day, and his wealth was increasing mysteriously. By the worship of the devatas, really, if it's done properly, they often respond with what they are asked for. Now this Chandi, small Chandi, the worshipper Chandi, had a brother who was a Vaishnava. This Vaishnava worshipped a Shalagam Shila, or a form, that's a form of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. But he was so poor that he could not even afford flowers for the worship of his chela. Every day he looked over to the palace of his brother, who was a worshipper of this goddess, and he saw the garden full of flowers, precious flowers. And he remembered the verse of Lord Krishna, who says that the worshippers of him are not always granted with material wealth. In fact, the wealth is sometimes taken away from them so that they only want to have him. They are not distracted. Have you seen wealthy people? They are often very distracted. They like to buy things. They like to dress every day another hat on the head, you know, and they are very occupied with the external world. Not devotees, but I'm speaking of materialists. We also have wealthy devotees, and most of them are very spiritual. So Krishna sometimes takes material wealth and benefits away from his devotees so that the devotees turn to him. Such devotees will never become critical to Krishna. Oh, I'm so poor, Krishna. Oh, my only dhoti got ripped apart by a monkey in Vrindavan. No, they understand the Lord wants to protect them from distraction. So, but still, this devotee was there and just looking every day over the wall into this beautiful flower garden that surrounded the palace of his brother. And one day, he saw a beautiful flower. His first thought was, I would love to have this flower for my Lord. But then he thought, it's the flower of my brother, and my Lord, I don't think he will like it if I steal it. So what this very, very nice Vaishnava did is, I know my brother will never give me the flower if I asked him, because he only believes in the goddess. So he closed his eyes and meditated about that flower. And in his meditation, he offered the flower to his Lord on the altar. In the meditation. So the next day, Chandi, who was the worshipper of the goddess Chandi, took that flower, that particular flower, and offered it like he did every morning, his puja, to the goddess Chandi. I don't know if it was in the morning or in the evening. So he worshipped Chandi with that beautiful flower. And he also took other items to worship her. And when he finished his puja, the goddess appeared before him and said, I want to give you everything you want. Wow! He saw the divine, the goddess, Chandi Devi, coming on her vahana, her carrier, into his perception. He saw her in all her female might and splendor entering the room. He offered his pranams and said, O divine goddess, I'm so overwhelmed by your kindness, but let me ask you a question. any questions, said Chandi Devi. I have worshipped you for so long and you have never appeared to me. But you have suddenly appeared today. Is there a reason why you have never appeared before and why you have appeared now? Chandi Devi said, there is a reason. Today, for the first time, you have pleased me. You have taken a flower that was offered mentally in meditation by your brother, who is a worshipper of my Lord Krishna. And I'm so happy that I have the prasad of my Lord, who is my only master, who lives in the heart of everyone, by whom everything is possible. Therefore, I'm offering you the boon. Ask me for anything. So Chandi, the worshipper, thought, my dear goddess, I was thinking up till now that you are the supreme. My parents told me all our wealth was granted by you only. And I did not know that there's a master above you. Yes, said Chandi, this is what many materialists think. They have no eyes for my Lord Krishna. I am not supreme. I'm working under him. I'm his shakti only. Oh, said Chandi, then I have one request. Yes, that the goddess, I can read your heart and I give you my permission. What was the request of Chandi? Chandi said, if Krishna is the master of the goddess, then I want to become his devotee and worship him, do bhajan of him, and pray to him only. With happiness, I give you this permission, said Chandi. We are not working independent from our Lord. So Chandi became the greatest worshipper. I remember today I heard a lecture by His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj about him. He has left the world with a wealth of poems which are so poetic, describing Radha and Krishna. Beautiful description, how Radha sits and looks at her black hair. She has never met Krishna before, but she starts to cry and yearn for Krishna. Then she looks into the bluish clouds, black bluish clouds, and again is moved. Her friend comes and says, oh Radha, why are you crying? And then she gives a beautiful answer to this. But it sounds really nice when it's poetically described. So I would like to now, and he wrote these beautiful prayers to Radha and Krishna. I want to now again teach you the process of prayer. I was once giving this part of my lecture, but incomplete. There are four elements in prayer. Oops. And I request you to listen now carefully, because I will ask you to pray at the end of this lecture. It will be a brief lecture to Krishna, and try these prayers, and perhaps the Lord will appear in your in your heart. If he chooses to just to not appear, know that the benefit of these prayers was that you became more mindful, or perhaps you know this word, more Krishna conscious. That means more conscious of Krishna. Is this a good idea? And then I will ask you to share with your neighbor, and it would be nice if you have something to share and not just say, I was digesting my food, you know, I was not able to hear. So there are four levels of prayer. Oh, something wrong with the electricity? Ah, Gaurahari. The touch of a master. This is a present from Ikanti. It is a wonderful ragini which has traveled all over the world. So, first of all, I need to introduce to you the one who prays. It's Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti is one of our role models for a devotee who took absolute shelter in Krishna. When Krishna left Hastinapur, Kunti was full of gratitude to Krishna. She said, "My dear Lord Krishna, you have promised that there will always be 5 Pandavas. And you kept your promise. There was the battle of Kurukshetra, where so many virtuous Kshatriyas, including my firstborn son, Karna, left this mortal world. Yes, there were 6 Pandavas, but you did not promise to protect 6 Pandavas. You promised 5. I must say to you, Krishna, there may be a time when the sun will become cold and the moon will become hot, but you will never change your promise that you will always protect your devotees. So now you're leaving us, my dear Krishna. You have protected us through the and helped my sons to cross the dangerous ocean of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the mighty generals Bhishma, Karna, Dronacharya, etc., were sharks that were killing all those in the battlefield. But now you will leave us." So she now turns to Krishna in prayer, because she wants that Krishna is always there. The devotee who doesn't have the personal darshan of Krishna, like most of us, he wishes to pray to Krishna so that Krishna appears at least in the heart, no? Or he can see Krishna in the heart. So the first so she teaches us in this 8th chapter 4 elements of prayer. And if you know them, you will actually be able to please Krishna, because you follow the footsteps of a great devotee. And I believe Krishna will work his wonders. Are you interested to hear about this?
Yes.
Good. Kunti uvacha. Namasye purushantvatyam Ishvaram Prakite Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antabahiravastitam. Shrimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and you are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You, my Lord, are existing both within and without everything. Yet you are invisible to all. Here, Queen Kunti does the first element of prayer. She describes Krishna's miracle, his wonderful qualities. What does she describe in particular? Do you remember? That Krishna is mysteriously surrounding us all the time, that everywhere is Krishna, and also inside everything is Krishna. Yet there is a particular feature about this all-present Krishna. Do you remember what she highlights? You are invisible, exactly. Although you are here, we can't see you. This is because we are covered, no? My favorite joke, which is perhaps not so funny, is about two fishes who swim in the ocean and speak to them. Do you see the ocean? Some people say, here's the ocean. And the other fish says, no, I don't see. We have in German the saying, vor lauter Wald die Bäume nicht sehen. No. Was is like this? Vor lauter Bäume den Wald nicht sehen. Somehow like this. Anyways, so you are everywhere, but we can't see you. Is there something else which is everywhere which you can't see? The air, exactly. The air. But although you cannot see the air, and particularly you can't see the oxygen in the air, your existence is absolutely dependent on the oxygen. When there's no oxygen in the air, first you fall asleep, like in the lectures, when there's too many people in the temple room. But when there is really no oxygen, you cannot live for a few, you die after a few minutes. I heard if you have learned the art of diving deep, you can do it with around 7 minutes. You know, that is the absolute. But so you can't see it, but your life is dependent on it. So Queen Kunti expresses something like this. You are within and without everything, upholding the existence, yet you are invisible to us. Now the next step after praising the Lord, Queen Kunti expresses her own situation. She says beautifully, you yourself descend tata paramahansanam muninam mamalatmanam bhakti yoga vidanatam katam pashyema. It's verse 20 of the 8th chapter of the first canto. First canto, 8th chapter, verse 20. She now talks about herself. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalist and mental speculators, who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? let me ask the men here, are you able to discriminate and see clearly what is matter and spirit? Perhaps not always, no? That means also you can join, we can all join the category of Queen Kunti. That is, you are usually only visible for advanced people, but we who are not advanced, who are not like the Paramahansas, who can make a clear distinction between this matter and this is me, the spirit, the part of Krishna. How can we know you? In many prayers, Rupa Goswami prays also like this. My dear Lord, Rupa Goswami says, you are not even revealed to Brahma and Shiva, yet I, who am so disqualified, dare to ask you to engage me in your service. You may ask, my Lord, why I even think of rendering service to you and coming close to you when the great devatas fail, and my answer is, you are so attractive. Say, I can't help myself. So then Queen Kunti speaks about yes, there's so many verses. I want to actually go with you to this thing. So you praise Krishna, Madan Mohan. Oh, Madan Mohan, you look so wonderful in your dress, and you are so kind that we can see you here on the altar of Goloka Dham. You are so wonderful, so kind, we can serve you also. We are not always good. Our minds is rebellious and closed and covered. But still, we can come every day. Thank you. No? So you praise the Lord, and then you make an honest assessment of your situation. Now, the third thing is you thank Lord Krishna for what he has already given to you. This has a reason. When you always request someone, give me more, give me more, give me more, don't you see what was already given to you? No? Therefore, you express to Krishna what he has already given to you. In the words of Queen Kunti, Vishan Mahakne Purushada Dashanat Asatsabaya Vanavasa Kritshrata Mride Mridinneka Mahara Hastrato Dronyastratas Chasma Hare Birakshita. My dear Krishna, your Lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake. Do you remember that? How they wanted to... who was it? Duryodhana? They wanted to poison Bhishma and the Pandavas. You have protected us from a great fire. Do you remember? From cannibals. From the vicious assembly. That refers to the gambling match, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. Now you have saved us just recently from the weapon of Ashwatthama. So you already you thank Lord Krishna for everything he has done for you, and finally you request the Lord for something. You are entitled to say, please help me, my Lord. This is the end of this prayer and also of this lecture before you can be activated. Abhyadyanastvam svakrite hita prabho jihasasi svit surido no jivina.
Yesham nachan yat bhavata padam bujat parayanam rajasu jojitam hasam. O my Lord, you have executed all the duties you did yourself. Are you now leaving us today? Tell me, are you honestly leaving us? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are at enmity with us. You remember the Pandavas won the battle of Kurukshetra, but now so many kings who were still living were just envious of the lords, the devotees. No? And what Queen Kunti said, please never leave us. Please never leave us. Her son Yudhishthira would say, my Lord, when you leave us, our body becomes like a dead body, and we are becoming like ghosts. Only with you, who are like the soul of all souls, can we live. No, this is Queen Kunti's prayers. So I will ask one of you, I think our Valentina is good in writing, to write down these 4 points of prayers, because then we will all turn towards the altar and we will try to pray like this. Do you have a thing where you can erase the thing, what you've written? Or would you like to turn the table around? You decide.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So I really want to request you, my dear devotees. This process of prayer works. In devotional life, we are always anugatya. That means we follow the example of the great devotees in our lives. And by jumping in their footsteps or following in their footsteps, things happen. I don't know how you are. Do you also sometimes feel, oh, my life would be so much more fulfilled if I could just feel Krishna's presence in my days? Do you sometimes think like this? Or
yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Or perhaps you think, oh, I'm too fallen that Krishna can come to me. Does some of you think like this? That also happens. No? But Prabhupada spoke about this. I think this is something which we have heard from preachers who are on one side of the spectrum. I'm too fallen to approach God. No, that is often we hear this. It makes some devotees wonder. Then what are we doing? Prabhupada once was asked by a devotee, we are so insignificant, Prabhupada. Why should God waste his time talking with us? Don't we all feel sometimes like this? And then we never try and we remain materialistic devotees, no? So Prabhupada says, yes, he acknowledged, but because you are sons, although you are insignificant, you are God's sons. So he likes to talk with his sons, just like a small child. Everyone knows that he cannot talk. Still, the father tries to make him talking to enjoy. And then Prabhupada concludes, the Mayapur Chandradaya temple is teaching all these people and rascals how to talk with God. That's our mission. So the first element, my dear devotees, do you remember what was the first element?
Glorify.
Yeah, glorify. So Valentina, would you be so kind to write this down? Glorify, no? Or praise, you can. But to glorify is good for our purposes. Who remembers the second element of prayer?
Yeah, almost. That was the third, but you are coming close.
Awareness of our position.
Yeah, expressing one's disqualification. No? expressing one's disqualification, glorifying, expressing one's disqualification. Third element of prayer, you have said already, giving thanks, yes, giving thanks. Mm-hmm. Where are you? I can't hear you from here. What?
Third.
Good. Now fourth, please write down.
Request.
Yes, requesting blessings. Was heißt requesten? Bitten. Ne? Um Segnung bitten. So what we will do now, I will ask Gorgovinda to help Valentina to bring that board just next to the altar, and then we will turn to the altar and we will do our personal prayers, and then we will make a few short interactive exercise. Mm-hmm. But please put it there where no one is, how would you say, it should not cover the deities, obviously. Do you think that's a good idea? No, yes, middle.
Yes.
Good. I think it's good. I will also do it. We will do a little kirtan while this goes on. Maybe Gokrishna, you can just sing. Govinda Vallabha, you can play good cartons? Yeah, can you?
Softly,
yes.
Not fancy.
Yeah, just softly. Maybe the Madhusis can go on the right side. Madhusis are most enthusiastic. Prabhupada writes, they can be found in majority in the temple. The men are... Can you see Govinda Nandan? Yeah, you're going closer. Very good. Please, everyone, go closer, except these four devotees who are now with me, Gokrishna, and you know who you are. Can you all see? It's important. Okay, you please. We will first sing together. I would say this is the best, Gokrishna. Let us sing together, and then I will stop at a certain time, and you can just continue the melody. No kartals, no midanga during that time. Now, yes, Govinda Vallabha. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna.
Now, as we stay in this space, please go through these four steps of prayer, glorifying, expressing one's own disqualification, turning to the Lord in gratitude, and expressing what he has already given to us, and then praying to him to give us a blessing, something particular. Please start now. In a little time, we will continue singing. You can either sing or continue to pray. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Oh,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dhama ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bol, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
my dear devotees, please now come facing this side from where the sound comes. Thank you so much. Ah. Please don't be afraid to come close. Namo Namo Hare Hare. I request you now for only 3-4 minutes to turn to your neighbor. I know some of you are in communication not so experienced and are afraid to talk, but no need. We are all trying to be devotees of the Lord. Just find a neighbor just next to you. Can be someone whom you don't know. I will go with I will go with Madhuchanda. Please come with a chair here, Madhuchanda. And talk with your neighbor. Honestly, how did it go? Did you find it difficult perhaps to get in the mood of prayer? Sometimes, you know, I think we all know it's difficult in the beginning, but then all of a sudden some type of sweetness or connection can come. Please share with them. This will not be on your Instagram. You can be as honest as possible, because that will be most beneficial for you. So please, my dear devotees, do this now for about 4-5 minutes. I will watch the time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So how did it go? Was it useful for your spiritual life? It was good, good, good. Thank you. We also had in our little group a very nice experience. One of our members shared that with the sequence, he felt he was not lost somewhere, but it was moving somewhere, his prayer. And I also felt it was difficult for me to enter into the first element, praising Krishna, for my partner in discussion. It was not difficult, but I was with half of my mind with all of you. I hope it works for you like this. But then in the second, from the second to the end, I felt I was touching something very deep. So I want to repeat, here the point in this method is not that you will immediately attain a divine presence and a divine audience. No. If that happens, wonderful. But what will happen for sure is that you become more mindful of Krishna. And this increased mindfulness, or you could say this heightened state of awareness, is all that is required for Krishna to see that you are very sincere and you really want to turn to him. And very often, according to his promise in the Gita, yeya tamang parpadyante, and all that, he responds. So I would love to request you to do something. Those of you who have mobile telephones or notebooks, please just note down the 4 steps, and then you can refer to them later. No? Oh yeah, or do like Govinda Vallabhai, she can photograph, you know. Somehow, I would like to request you to do this again at another time. You may like to expand the sequence and so on, but it is a good starting point for you to get in contact with Krishna and to hear also his response or his mercy, and that will be something practical you might like to take with you from this beautiful beautiful festival of Lord Nityananda. No? Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Good. You can even, some of you, I know many of you are not knowing how to write notes any longer, but to type things is very easy for you. You can, or to make a photograph is even more easy. So this will be here on the board, and you can come forward. I would like to thank you all very much for your hospitality. Hospitality is not the word. For your attendance or participation in this festival, which for me was really a ray of light. Yes. And I want to thank especially the Goloka Dhamis who go through life and who it's not easy in this age of Kali to manage a project or to stay on or to serve in a project when the minds are so different, the opinions are so different, but I would say every one of us is learning and every one of us is keeping to try and trying. And I yesterday spoke with one devotee, Manjulamani is her name. There is a plan to install Chetrapal Shiva, Goloka Dhameshwara, Lord Shiva, the Duveni, not Triveni, the two Venis, two rivers coming together. And it is hoped by all that this will, not hoped, it is for sure that an atmosphere of understanding, harmony, so on, will come onto the project already more than it is already. No? So this is the thing. Those who are guests, I request you to consider to visit Goloka Dham, to stay longer even and to render your valuable service to Radha Madan Mohan, to keep the project alive and inspired and so on. And I'm looking forward to see you all again latest at the Bhakti Immersion Retreat and the Eastern Holidays. I will now request Govinda, Priya and Elias to move towards the door with the prasadam. And also, Madhuchandra, if I can request you to take this box, this is packed prasadam, which you can take to those who are near and dear to you at home or your neighbors or anyone. It's this box, yeah? It's packed prasadam. Go to the door and they can take it along. You can eat it any times, but I would say it's these things packed and you can give it to your friends, your neighbors, your boss on the working place, CEO, and bring something from Goloka Dham so that the blessings are spread from Goloka Dham to the people. Thank you all very much and see you soon again. Hare Krishna.